Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Someone to Love by Melissa De La Cruz, performed by Caitlin Kelly. Part 1. I never paint dreams or nightmares. I paint my own reality. Frida Kahlo. 1. It's not that I'm rebelling. It's that I'm just trying to find another way. Edie Sedgwick. The stall door won't shut all the way. What the hell kind of bathroom doors does our school have? The kind with crooked doors that don't always latch. The kind you don't want to get caught in. Not with your head above the toilet. Not when you're kneeling on the floor puking your guts out. Not with a fifth of vodka, which I desperately need right now. Shouldn't the stalls all lock? Doesn't matter anyway. I'm done. I wipe my mouth and take a stick of gum from my purse and unwrap the shiny paper. It makes me think of Andy Warhol's famous art factory, all wrapped in silvery aluminum foil and pulsing with artists and conversation. I can see Edie Sedgwick's haunting face, her platinum pixie, smoky circles around her eyes, dangling earrings, that megawatt smile. She may have been one of Andy Warhol's superstars, those grimy, glamorous muses. But Edie was his angel, too. An angel wearing a leotard and fur coat, hiding in the backs of limousines and dingy clubs. Skinny as hell. I'd rather be in New York, studying art, living in my own art factory. Get out of this sunshiny swimming pool state. I crumple the paper into a ball, toss it into the waste basket near the door, and head for the sinks. I turn on the faucet, pump soap onto my hands. Scrub, scrub. Stare at the water slipping down the drain. Don't look up. I hate mirrors. Glass is dangerous. Water is dangerous. Windows are dangerous. Anything that reflects myself back at me is a threat. A punishment. Welcome to my Monday morning. It's Eastlake Prep's yearbook photo day. Yeah, that Eastlake Prep. The one with the five-figure tuition and super fancy alumni. Famous people have gone here, and famous people send their kids here. It's the end of September. We're already a month into school. But I can't seem to get into the swing of school. And I also can't show up at photo day with frizzy hair and a pimple on my chin. As much as I hate taking them, I know the power of a class photo. 30 years from now, when everyone has moved away and no one is following each other on social media anymore, people are going to pull out their yearbook and look at you. That's what you'll be to them forever. Do you want to be the girl with the greasy forehead or the bad bangs? No, I didn't think so. The spotless surface reflects my double. I smooth my hands over my long, dirty blonde hair and examine my skin, slightly jaundiced under the bathroom's unflattering fluorescent light. The problem with mirrors is that they show me only what's already there. It's I who has to see the potential, who has to see how much more there is to lose, how much smaller I can be, how much closer to perfection. Speaking of perfection, Zach Park. He's gorgeous. Thick, dark hair tousled like he's been lounging on the beach all day. Wide green eyes with teardrop curves that seriously make me want to stop everything and get lost in them for an eternity. I've had a low-key crush on him since the end of freshman year when he transferred here from a Korean private school. I had only one class with him, the last semester of first-year English. But I doubt he remembers me. I mostly drew pictures of other people in the class on my notes to avoid looking at him too much, even though I was always listening to him. He was so well-spoken and mature. So different from the other teenage boys who seemed to be interested only in playing video games or whatever party they were planning for the weekend. Zach actually liked talking about ideas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?